Christology. It's also the Eucharist and ecclesiology. And so he's one of these guys who's like a jack of all trades, but a master of some. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is remarkable. Sometimes we're too close to something. You know, people who live, for example, near the Grand Canyon, I ran into a family that had never visited it, even though they were like less than an hour away. I grew up in Pittsburgh, and, you know, the things that people come from far away to see, you know, I could always go see it next week, you know, so I never went. And I think sometimes we're too close to some things or some people to really appreciate it. And I think that, you know, 50 years from now, we're going to look back and realize what a unique period of time, of history it was, to have this world-class biblical theologian elevated to the papacy and doing such remarkable work at the height of his own academic and ecclesial career.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've stressed the liturgical connection and the importance that Pope Benedict places on it. We're seeing, as his pontificate unfolds, greater and greater stress also on that the reform of the reform idea, the idea of authentic liturgical renewal, liturgical reform. We can see that in Summorum Pontificum, the expansion of the Tridentine Mass, for example. What connection do you see in Benedict, particularly his biblical theology, as it's reflecting or is reflected in his liturgical concerns?
Well, I think that the recovery of the liturgical nature of the Bible and the biblical shape of the liturgy, I mean, that kind of reconnection is so deep and so important, and it pervades not only his work on the liturgy, such as that classic Spirit of the Liturgy, but also Jesus of Nazareth when he works in the Bible.
Yep.
You know, I would go so far as to say that what the theology of the body has proven to be for Pope John Paul, his biblical theology is going to prove to be that for Pope Benedict, mm-hmm. particularly this work of his, Jesus of Nazareth. He clearly has established as a priority throughout his pontificate, since he was elevated in 05, the importance of the liturgy, but he's not doing it as a traditionalist.